If you have your Bible, turn to 1 John chapter 5. Praise the Lord. 1 John chapter 5. He said, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth Him that begot loveth Him also that is begotten of Him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood, and it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God which He hath testified of His Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of His Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." Amen. He goes on and says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." I want to preach tonight, if God help me, for just a few minutes on this thought. Power to believe. Power to believe. As we see this tonight, he said, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God." He said, we are born of it. If we believe that Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one of God, the Messiah of God, the Christ, he said, then we are the sons of God. Amen. I thank God for that, don't you? He said in John chapter 1, verse 13, he said that he gives us even the power to become the sons of God. I don't know about you tonight, but that encourages my heart. And I have a power, praise God, that's outside of this old form in which I live. A power and a steadfastness and a righteousness, praise God, that's not of myself, but it's from the Holy One of God. I have power in Him tonight because He loved me and manifest Himself to me in the power of His light and the power of His might. And He lives in my heart and I can't get rid of Him. I can't shake Him if I want to, because praise be to God, He loves me and He's holding on to me. Amen. Couldn't get away if I wanted to, praise God, because I'm in my Father's hand, glory to God. I've been covered by the blood, and glory to God, He just keeps me day by day. Give me the encouragement that I need. Amen. And He goes on, He says, "And everyone that loveth Him that begot loveth Him also that is begotten of Him." You get the begat and the begotten? Amen. The begat and the begotten. He said, "And everyone that loveth Him that begat loveth Him that is begotten of Him." So he said, everybody that God has reached down and touched, praise God, on purpose. See, God don't do that accidentally. Praise God, He comes to where we are on purpose, and He touches us, praise God, as the mighty hand of God. And glory. And because He does that, amen, we have a blessed hope tonight in the Lord Jesus Christ. And because of that, praise God, we love those, praise God, it's been begotten of the Lord. Amen. I love each and every one of them. Brother Bill, you say they's not a cloned bunch. Praise God. I thank God for the church. Thank God for the church. I thank God for born again believers tonight that come together to worship Lord in spirit and truth and just give Him the glory that He deserves today. Amen. He deserves all the glory and all the praise. And I love God's people. Don't you? Amen. I'm excited about being in heaven with all God's people, worshiping, praise God, around the Lamb of God. There's going to be something exciting going on when we get the glory. Now, folks down here that don't like to get excited, praise God, they're in for a rude awakening when they get the glory. I mean, there's some things going to be going on up there, praise God, that you won't be able to get over. And you'll be glad that you can't. Amen. Hey, praise God, it's going to get better farther on. But he said those that love God, amen, those that's been born again, amen, that's been born again, praise God, you know, because you love, the Bible says because you love the brethren. Amen. Praise the Lord. I like being around church folks. Amen. That's where I spend most of my time, around church folks. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why? Because they're good folks. Amen. But he goes on and says, but this we know, that we love the children of God. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and we what? Keep His commandments. You know how you know when, you know how you can love the brother and sister Christ? Praise God, when you begin to love God and you begin to keep His commandments. So we can't, hey listen, we can't love each other and not keep the commandments of God. Amen. Because God says, love your brother as you, love your neighbor as yourself. And we can't, hey, we can't love God, we can't love our brother unless we love God and keep His commandments. So in other words, what we're saying here, we've got to start doing what God says in order that we'd have a relationship with Him and with everybody around us. That makes sense. Amen. So when we start listening to God, now when we listen to God, it doesn't mean that we can pick and choose. Amen. Are you hearing me? It doesn't mean that we can pick and choose little things that we like, and we'll do that, and the little things that we don't like, well, I'm not going to do that. But what God says is right, what we ought to do, praise God, then we ought to just fall in line with Him. And He says, we love Him, and we keep His commandments. We do what He says to do, praise God, for His glory. Amen. And when God begins to get the glory, praise God, these things start getting exciting in heaven. Amen. Can you imagine what happens in heaven, Brother Rex? Praise God, when a whole group of God's people get together, like they did at Pentecost, they come together one mind and one accord, and they just start giving God the glory, start talking to Him, loving Him, praise God, expecting grace, praise the Lord, till He comes. See, they was waiting on the Holy Ghost. Amen. They was expecting something from God. When God's people get together and they come together expecting something from God, praise God, and then, hey, glory be to God. When God shows up, praise God, He brings reinforcements. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Praise God. Hey, He comes along in full power, full knowledge, full wind, omnipresent. Praise God. Hey, glory. He comes loaded for bear. And when God's people come together under His command, following God, God just pours out on purpose. Amen. What He does, He draws us in, gets us up under the spout. You know where the glory comes out. Gets us up under the spout where the glory comes out, praise God. And we pray, we seek His face, we try to live right, we try to listen to Him. Praise God. And before you know it, amen, He's got us. You know what happens when you do that? He starts gathering you together. Amen. Starts bringing you closer and closer and closer. Till one day, praise God, He gets a whole bunch of us under that spout where the glory comes out, praise God. And He just don't open it just a little bit, praise God. He just opens her full throttle. Praise the Lord. Amen. He just pours it out on purpose. You know what's wrong with most of us today, though? Praise God, we don't want to be where the glory comes out. We're afraid to get under the spout. Amen. Well, preachers, you just know what I'd have to give up if I tried to follow the Lord. Yes, a bunch of old sorry worldly stuff, praise God, that keeps you from glorifying God. Keeps you from getting under the spout where the glory comes out. Amen. Or just try it for about a month, just to put aside everything, every aspect of life. Praise God, and just follow the Lord. Amen. Just put it up, just put us, I mean, just say, just say, you know what, for a month, starting in June. Starting June, the 1st of June, I'm going to just set aside my life totally devoted to God. Everything I do, I'm going to pray about it. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to think about the Lord. I'm going to meditate upon the Lord. I'm going to live for God. You wonder, maybe that's what He was talking about. Maybe that's what John was talking about. Amen. Praise God, He said, you know how to fix this world? The world's a mess. I mean, this world is a mess. But He said, you know how to fix it? He said, when we begin to love one another. Begin to love each other, praise God. And we do that when we begin to listen to God. God is love. Amen. Hey, there's no other love in the world like the love of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It says, when we love God and keep His commandments, praise God, things begin to happen. He said, for this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. He said, this is the love of God. This is what God's love is. Amen. Now listen to what He goes on to say. And His commandments, watch this, are not grievous. He said, hey, listen, the commandments of God, listen, they're not a burden. Amen. Amen. See, we've got this mentality somehow or another that being a child of God and living right is a burden. But living right should not be a burden. Amen. It's not grievous. Praise God, it's a blessing. It's a privilege. Amen. It's an honor, praise God, to be a child of God. Amen. It's not a heavy burden. It's not something that we have to drag around. I hear people all the time say, well, I guess I better get ready. I got to go to church. Praise God. We ought to come out of there with a shout, not a pout, and say, glory to God, it's time to go to church. Amen. Amen. Excited, praise God. Expecting God to show up. Amen. He said, hey, it's not a grievous thing. Amen. The Lord tells us about that. You know, He's talking about the burdens that we bear. He's talking about how easy His is to carry. Look over at Matthew chapter 11. Where He's talking about those burdens that we bear. His burden is light. Verse 28. There it is. Matthew 11 and 28. He says, come unto Me, ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now look what He's saying here. He says, come unto Me. So He said, hey, listen. He said, if you want to get rested up, He said, you got to come to the Lord. First thing we got to do, if we're going to get up from under a load, praise God, we're going to have to come to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Peter said, he said, cast your cares upon Him because He cares for you. He said, we got to come to the Lord and we got to unload the burdens. We got to unload ourselves. We got to trust. He said, what you got to do? Come to the Lord. Come trusting the Lord. Amen. He said, I'll take that burden off of you. I'll lift off that weight that's so heavy to be borne. He said, come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you. Anybody know what a yoke is? A yoke is a thing they used to put on oxen. And that's where they'd hook. That's what they'd use to pull the load. That would distribute that load evenly so that they could pull. Amen? He said, hey, listen. He said, take My yoke upon you. He said, let Me help you pull. Take My yoke upon you and learn of Me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. Amen. He said, hey, listen. He said, I love you. I care for you. I've got a deep compassion for you. So I'm meek and lowly, praise God. I'm wanting to help you. I'm not here to beat you up or put you down. I'm here to help you with your load. Amen. He said, I'm here to encourage you and lift you up, praise God, and help you move along. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad of that? Bless His holy name. Amen. And He said, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Amen. Souls are burdened down everywhere. Got word this evening that a young man had killed himself. He OD'd and went out of here. Amen. Why? Because he's burdened down. He has a load. He don't know what to do with it. So he thinks, well, I'll just get rid of it. I'll dump this load. Well, let me just say, he dumped that load, praise God, and ended up probably in hell for eternity. Lost without God. But I want to say there's a better way to get rid of the load. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. It's taking the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting in Him, praise God, who can take that load upon you, upon Himself, and off of you. He said, you'll find rest for your souls. He said, for My yoke is easy. Amen. He says, it's easy to be born. He said, hey, there's not a whole lot of load with it. Basically, you don't even have to think about it. Just do what Jesus says. Follow the commandments of God. Live right. Praise God. And praise God, God will bring you right along. Glory be to God. One day into glory. Amen. He said, it's not a hard thing. It's not a hard decision. Praise God, but it's got to be made. He said, my yoke is easy. He said, my burden is light. Amen. He said, I'll swap with you. He said, I'll swap the burdens. He said, my burden's light compared to the burden you got if you're going to run by yourself. He said, if you're going to pull that load by yourself, the whole load of the world is on you. And you can't shake it. But praise God, He said, the burden I've got is light compared to the burden of the world. Amen? This world gets heavy. Yeah. This world gets heavy. I mean, it's hard to bear this world. But praise God, I'm glad there's one that can. Amen? Praise the Lord. He goes on in verse 4. He said, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Amen? He said, did you get that? What's born of God overcometh the world. Amen? He's talking about that regeneration, praise God, that takes place. That regeneration that takes place down the heart of men, praise God, that overcomes the world. Amen. This cosmos which we live in, glory be to God, He said it overrides it, this old devil-snared world, this old evil world system that we live in. Boy, we're seeing that, ain't we? Oh, evil world system's rising its head. He said, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Whatever is born of God. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. He said, that's where our power comes in. He said, we have power through our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He gives us the power, amen, praise God, that we need to overcome this whole world, the wickedness and the wickedness therein. Amen. Praise the Lord. In James chapter 4, 17, He said, submit yourself to God and resist the devil, praise God. He said, there's power when we're submissive to God. When we submit ourselves to God and we resist temptation. We resist the devil. Praise God. It flees from us. Hey, the devil will press you sore. This old world, the evil world in which we live, praise God, it'll press on you. But when we submit ourselves to God, to holiness, to right living, praise God, God Almighty will step in, praise be to God, and He'll give us relief right on time. That's how you overcome the world, praise God, with the help of the Lord. When we submit to Him, amen, submit to His words, follow the commandments, what God says. I won't say tonight there's nothing wrong with what God says. Amen. We try to change it and modify it or whatever we want to do. Praise God. I want to say God's Word will always stand and it'll always be right. And it's not hard. It's easy. If we'll just submit ourselves to God and put up a resistance. Amen. You know why? A lot of people say, well, preacher, I'm trying my best to resist this whole world of temptation, but it just seems like I'm losing. Well, most of us have never submitted ourselves to God. Said, Lord God, here I am. It's yours. Lord, I'm just trusting You with every fiber of my being. Pray, God, just to be God and do what You promised You do. Amen. He's made us a promise, Brother Andrew, that He'd love us and He'd take care of us, praise God, all the way to the end of this way. And that one day, in a little while, praise God, He'd deliver us safe unto Himself. Amen. All the brothers and sisters in Christ, glory be to God. Amen. So we can have a testimony. And we have that through our faith when we believe on the Lord. Amen? When we put our faith and our trust in Him. Then we can go out in the world and we can say, hey, you know what? God is good. And there's nobody like Him. Amen? Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. We see the power that He has. Amen? That's why he would say in 1 Peter chapter 3, he said, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready always to give an answer to everyone asking you of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, praise God. He said, there's power, glory be to God, that we've never harnessed yet. Amen. Power that we need. He goes back. If you go back over to 1 Peter chapter 3 in verse 8, let me just read this to you. He said, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful and be courteous. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said sympathy and kindness goes a long ways. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, not rendering evil for evil, nor riling for riling, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. He said, when you choose to do good, praise God, God will bless you for doing good. Amen. Amen. Well, you say, well, preacher, what if I choose not to do good? Then God will punish you for doing wrong. Amen. Right now, does He do that? Sure. He's a heavenly Father, ain't He? If you're His child, praise God, and you do wrong, He's going to punish you. He's going to convict you. He's going to shake you. He's going to give you a whipping. Amen. And you deserve it. Amen. Just say, thank you, Father. Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 10 says, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lip that they speak no guile. That's that old deceitful stuff. You know, that old backbiting. Amen. He said, if you got love in you, he said, put that away from you. Get rid of it. Amen. See, I got to thinking about this stuff. We got to work on this. See, we're a work in progress, so we ought to take this, apply it to our lives. I know what somebody said, well, preacher, I know somebody can really use that. You know, that's that old, listen, that's that, Brother Roberts, that's that old shovel effect. You know, throwing that, poor old Kevin and Brother Charles, they get covered up back there. So by the end of the message, everybody's done shoveling over their shoulder. That's for somebody back there. Amen. Back there in the crow's nest where they do the sound, they get plumb covered up back there. Amen. They got all the conviction by the time it's over with. Heck, oh, we'll shovel it on back. Amen. But we need to take real life, praise God. It's our responsibility. He said, let him eschew evil. Amen. That's a hate it, praise God, with malice. And he said, and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. In other words, he said, pursue peace. Pursue that's right. Pursue that's good, praise God, for the glory of God. He said, for eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. You ever wonder why you can't get a prayer through? Probably because we're not right with God. Amen. Hey, if we're not right with God, we can't talk to God till we make things right with God. And that means we got to bow our face and say, oh God, forgive me a sinner. And you know, it wouldn't hurt sometimes there, and when God brings their attention, to just call out the sin. Say, Lord, forgive me for, and just call it out, lay it out there. Amen. So that God knows that you know, praise God, because He already knows that you know. But when we confess it, praise God, and we forsake it, glory be to God, and then God can begin to help us to get past it. I believe there's a whole lot of us getting bogged down, praise God, in the way that we do, and we act, and we think, and we live, praise the Lord, and we don't have no power, there's no victory in our life. But John says, praise the Lord, said, when we love each other, we keep the commandments of God, we're loaded up with power from on high. Amen? Peter goes on in verse 13. Or verse 12, and he says, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Amen? His face is against them that do evil. He said, who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? But if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Amen? Then he'd go on and say, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart. Set him aside, make a place for God. You know what's wrong with us? We've never truly made a place for God. So you know what? He's the most important thing. He's the one that's going to get us through here. He's the only hope of eternal life, praise God. And we need to sanctify, make a place for Him in our heart. And we need to make a place for Him in our lives. Amen. Bless His holy name. Praise the Lord. He said, he goes on and says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a hope as in, a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. What's the reason the hope's in you? The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Jesus died for your old stinking, sorry, no account soul, praise God, that was deserving of hell, praise God, and He gave you eternal life. Amen. Made you a promise. He said, having a good conscience that whereas they speak evil of you, as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. You know what they do? They say, well, look at him. Look how good he two-shoes he's trying to be. Look at him trying to act like he's better than everybody else. Amen. Glory be to God. If it's the Lord God in your heart, it's not an act, praise God. It's real. Amen.
Amen. Thank you,
And one day they'll come along and say, you know what? That old boy sure acts goofy, but man, he's really consistent in it. Amen. Amen. Hey, Lord, hey, he may be better, holier than thou, but praise God, he's consistent in his holier than thou-ness. Amen. His talk becomes his walk. Amen. It begins to make a difference. See how this thing progresses? Amen. God just bringing us along, praise God. We said we have a good conscience. Because no matter what they say about it, praise God, we know why we're doing what we're doing. And we're doing it for the glory of God. We're trying to be steadfast, unmoved, always abounding in the work of the Lord so that He might receive all the glory. So one day we can finish well and He'll say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, for it is better if the will of God be so that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. Hey, if I'm going to suffer, I'd rather suffer for Jesus than work on the devil's side, wouldn't you? Amen. So he said, so John tells us the way to overcome the world, praise God, is make a decision for the Lord. He said, these people that make a decision for the Lord, that put their faith, that stake everything on Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, he said, they're overcomers. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. He said, who is he, verse 5, who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Now, who's able to overcome this old wicked, evil world system that we have? I mean, the Bible said this mess is going to wax worse and worse, and in the end, buddy, I tell you what, if it gets any worse, I mean, it comes day that they ain't even nobody out there that you could look up to and say, hey, you know what, I believe they'd be worth calling themselves a representative. Amen. We don't have one. Amen. God truly did. Amen. He was absolute accurate when He said it wax worse and worse. And then the end. I believe we're right at the end. Amen. Because we have none. This world, evil world system that we have, praise God, it's corrupt. Amen. Everywhere you go. Amen. Praise the Lord. But God. He said, but he that believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that's who overcome evil, even this evil world in which we live. Amen. Those that believe that Jesus is the Son of God. You believe that tonight? He's absolutely the Son of God. And he's also God the Son. Amen. Bless his holy name. But he goes on to verse 6. He said, this is he that came by. Now watch this. He said, this is he that came by. This is the Lord Jesus. This is, he said, in other words, they're saying, this is how he came. This is how Jesus made his presence known. This is how Jesus came to be in effect. Amen. That this is he that came by water and blood. Even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. Water typifying the purity of the Lord Jesus Christ. He came as a pure, praise God, unadulterated, a Lamb of God. Not a blot of sin in him, not a spot of sin in him. Never was and never will be. He was the perfect, sinless Lamb of God. Amen. Said he came as water, as also and blood. That typifying his suffering that he had. That blood that he shed on Calvary. Praise God for the sins of the world. Amen. He came as a pure, undefiled child, the Lamb of God. And he came and he went over to the Jordan River. John Baptist said, hey, listen. He said, I need you to baptize me. He said, Lord, I need to be baptized of thee. He said, I ain't worthy to baptize you. He said, I need to be baptized of thee. And Jesus said, John, he said, just suffer to be so. Amen. Praise God. And Jesus, praise the Lord. Amen. The Bible said he went down into that water and he came up out of there. Glory be to God. The purity of God was all over him. He said the Spirit like a dove ascended down and landed on him. And praise God. God spoke from heaven and he said, this is my beloved Son and whom I'm well pleased. Amen. He said they're looking for a sacrifice. Amen. And he said, I'm well pleased with this one. Praise the Lord. Amen. He came as a pure sacrifice. He came as a suffering Savior. The Holy Spirit says, even Jesus Christ. He says, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Amen. The Spirit bears witness that Jesus came. You say, well, preacher, I thought this was a message on the power to believe. It is. If Jesus hadn't have came, if He hadn't have been that Messiah, if He hadn't have been that blessed hope, we'd have no power. But because He came and He lived, He was perfect sacrifice. He was a pure sacrifice. He was that blood sacrifice. He was that suffering Savior. And because He came and He died for us, the Spirit bears witness, praise God, that He was the Lamb of God. Boy, that ought to thrill our souls. Amen. He was that precious Lamb that God gave to take away the sins of the world. He said that we know it because the Spirit bears witness, and the Spirit is truth. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Spirit can't lie. Praise God. He said, there are three that bear record in heaven. Now see, when Jesus came, praise God, it made headlines in heaven. Amen. When He was born, the angels come and proclaimed it. And when He died, praise God, I believe they proclaimed it again. Jesus went to heaven, glory to God, and praise. And the Bible said that there's three that bear witness in heaven. He said the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, these three are one. Amen. I mean, that's the Father, the Son. Because the Word is Lord Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word, the Word was with God, and the Word was with God. That Word was God, the Word was with God. Amen. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. He was there in the beginning. Amen. Glory be to God. And He came down, He died, praise God, and He's there again. Esteemed in all His glory, in the splendor of God, amen, sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for us. And we can give Him glory and praise Him, amen, for being that ultimate sacrifice for sins. Bless His holy name. What a Savior we have in Him. Amen. The heaven is bearing witness. The heaven proclaims it. He said, there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood. Amen. Praise God. He said, this is the conclusion. He said, and these three agree in one. He said, this is the conclusion of the whole matter. Amen. He said, in heaven it's being proclaimed. In an earth it's being announced. Amen. Praise God that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. By God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Praise God. They're announcing it. They're making it known. Praise God. The conclusion of the whole matter. He said, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God's greater. I'm going to say, praise God, there's a great witness going out across the world today. I'm glad in the volume of the book it's written, praise God. He said, we have a witness of Him. Amen. And it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And praise God, the more we see Him, the more we magnify Him. Amen. It just gets real. Amen. Bless His holy name. He said, for this is the witness of God, which He hath testified of His Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. Amen. He said, those that believe on the Lord, they've got a witness. Do you realize you've got a witness in you tonight? Amen. You've got a witness in you. Those that believe the truth, that God is truth. Amen. Said you have that witness in you. But he also says, he that believeth not God hath made him a liar. Amen. He said, the unbeliever tonight, praise God, is calling God, in essence, calling God a liar. Just saying, well, you know what? I don't believe that. So what you're saying is God, you're calling God a liar. There's a whole lot of folks now that say, well, I don't believe that. Well, they're saying, well, God's a liar. God help their soul. Amen. God is truth, absolutely. Amen. He's nothing like Him, praise God. He just keeps getting better. He said, because he that believeth not, that the record that God gave of His Son. Amen. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. Amen. He said, the Lord has offered us a fountain of refreshment, if you will. Amen. Said, God Almighty has given us a fountain of refreshment, praise God, a source of refreshment, praise God. And if we, it's like I was thinking about that spigot where the glory comes out. If we can't come to the source of the refreshment, praise God, we'll not be refreshed. I won't say, praise God, the church of the living God needs revival like never before. We need a refreshing from the Lord, and the only way we're getting is the foundation, is the source, praise God, of the fountain where the Spirit comes out. where the glory pours out on His people, where God is revealed. We begin to see the magnificent hand of God one more time. Amen. Begin to recognize it. And ain't afraid to say, whoopee. Amen. Why have we got to the point that we think, well, you know, I better not do that. What would somebody say? Who cares? Huh? Who cares what they... You know what? They're going to say something anyway for like that. Huh? If they're going to say something because you say, whoopee, praise the Lord. They're going to say something because the way you dress. Huh? Amen? So glory be to God. If they're going to say something anyway, you might as well just give them something good to say about. Do you believe Him? He was up, he was going, well, glory, with both hands. You tell, hey, listen, you better not tell that to the folks down the road, these other churches, because they, some of them starved to death for that. They've been looking for that for 25 years. Ain't nobody throwed up their hands and said, well, glory, since Papa died. Amen? Ain't nobody said, hey, glory to God, I praise His holy name. Thank God for what He done in my house today. Amen? Amen? Nobody giving God glory no more. And we wonder why we're in the shape that we're in. Amen? But He said, hey, God done made Him. He said, God is true. He said, let God be true and every man a liar. Amen. Amen. God, amen. The precious Lamb of God, He's the Son of God. He's the one that gives us hope. He's the one that gives us eternal life. And without the precious Son of God, there is no life. They're just dead. Amen. So he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Wonder where we're at today. Huh? Wonder where you're at today. Is your life fizzled out? Huh? Is your shout gone? Is your praise somewhere else? And glory be to God. Why? Because that we don't have the power to believe that God's God. And He always will be. Hey, listen. Hey, we may have changed. We may have left. We may have moved on. But God is still God. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, is still saving, seeking to save old sinners. Amen. 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 Now, did you hear me? I said, Jesus is still seeking to save old sinners. And all we are is old sinners saved by grace. Amen. He's reaching down right now wanting to guide us and praise God and put us in places and positions to help us along the way. Amen. If we just believe the power, if we just have the power to believe on the precious Lamb of God, then we can cast our cares upon Him. We'll swap yokes with Him. Amen. We'll take the easy road. He said, well, preacher, I was brought up. Mama told us never take the easy road. Always do it the hard way. The easy road, Brother Jeff's for sissies. I don't like to do the sake, take the sissy way. Praise God, I will say, hey, it's the best way, it's the Lord's way. Amen. Hey, it's not always going to be easy. It'll be a hard road sometimes. But praise God, I won't say the burden's not nowhere heavy as it is here in this wicked, evil world that we live in. And we have a promise in the Lord Jesus Christ that, praise God, one day in just a little while, this is gone, man. It's over, and we'll be with Him forever. Amen. Listen, I don't know about you. I ain't got nothing to go back to. Amen. There's nothing to go back to. I'm just going to keep pressing on for Jesus. Amen. And I'm going to just keep pressing on and pressing on till I cross the finish line. Amen. And I can see it. It's just right up there. Amen. Just a little ways further. I wonder what old Brother Inslee, didn't he die in his sleep or, you know, in his sleep? He pillowed his head. And said, may have said, Lord, thank you for this good day you give us. Amen. Thank you for the blessing upon us. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for keeping my wife. Thank you for keeping my family. Lord, I know you're the one that's doing it. God, I'm just so pleased with you. God, just give you all the glory, all the praise. He shut his eyes. And the next thing you know, God said, come up hither. Amen. Amen. Wonder what was on his mind. He went to bed of praising the Lord. Boy, we better be careful how we go to bed. Huh? We better be careful how we pillow our head. He said not to let the sun go down upon your wrath. God didn't say that in vain. Amen. He said that on purpose so we could make things right, pray God, so we could have peace with God and peace with mankind. Amen. She said, where do you get that, preacher? We get it from power when we believe. When we believe on Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. His death, burial, and His resurrection. He said, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. He said, it's a no-so salvation if you've got the power to believe. Amen. The power to believe. That you may believe on the name of the Son of God. He said, it's a no-so salvation. He said, if we have the power to believe. Amen. You know what comes along with power? Confidence. We have to have assurance. We have to have confidence, praise God, that we're playing on the right side. Amen. Do you hear what I'm saying? We got to know that we're playing on the right side, on God's side. Amen. That we're in the right game. Amen. The old devil would like to throw us a counterfeit, make us think that we can run the middle of the road, amen, and just step back and forth. But we can't do that. We've got to pick a side. Amen. And we've got to follow God. He said, to keep my commandments, follow me, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So what does that mean? That means that we trust Him. We rely on Him and we adhere to Him. Amen. That means we put our full confidence in Him. Take it off of me. Amen. I don't want no confidence in me. I don't know about you. I've let me down a whole bunch. I've failed me more times than I even want to admit. But you know what? My God, my Lord Jesus, has never failed me yet. He never will. My Lord, your Lord, your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, will never fail you. Well, preacher, these things I prayed for. Well, let me ask you a question. You've prayed for them. God's never answered. You say, well, I just don't understand that. Well, I wonder where your heart's at. Amen. Are we earnestly praying the will of God? That God might get glory out of the situation, out of the circumstance? Say, God, I want you to receive glory. So I'm saying, I've been praying a lot of different directions for a lot of different people, and I'm seeing God working. And I was just blindsided today, or yesterday. I was just absolutely blindsided. The Lord's working in a magnificent way, but not nowhere near in a way I thought He would. Okay. I guess what I'm trying to say is, God reached down and He took it out of my hands, Brother Rex. And I've had it, and I've been nussing it and curding it and loving it and trying to help it and push it and guide it and instruct it and show it. And I get frustrated and say, oh, God, please, Lord. It just didn't seem like it was ever going to happen. But God just reached down and He said, okay, I hear you. I got this. Just reached down. He took it out of my hands. He said, let me carry this for a while. He said, let me swap yokes. Let me swap burdens. So now all I'm doing is I'm just saying, well, glory God. You just do what you do best. And I'll give you the praise. And I'll give you the glory. And I'll thank you. And I'll shout and I'll praise you for what you're doing. And I'm looking for a victory ahead. Amen. See, sometimes God changes the playing field. Sometimes God changes the way He does things. Amen. But praise God, I like it when He just reaches down and He takes it. He just took it literally right out of my hands. It wasn't in mine anyway, it was His. But I was trying to work in it. I'm trying to bar the road up. I'm trying to get under and help them. Trying to hold it up for them. Trying to help push them along. Amen. But God said, He said, boy, you two broke down for that. He said, you ain't got the knees nor the back for that no more, boy. Amen. He said, let me have that. And I said, gladly, Lord. Amen. Amen. But I wonder tonight, what kind of burden are we carrying? What kind of load do we have? If we only, Brother Andrew, if we only have the power to believe that He is God and He loves us supremely, He loves us way more than we even love and know ourselves. He knows us. He loves us. Wow. He knows us, yet He loves us. Man, what a God. What a Savior. What a Lord. What a help. But He's saying tonight, He said, you know what? He said, I love you. He said, I want to. He said, if you'll just believe me, put your faith in me, trust in me, rely on me. He said, I'll take all this burden from you. and I'll help you carry your load. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's like having a backpack on Jesus behind you with his hands under it. Amen. You got the straps over your shoulder, but you ain't got the load. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, I'll tell you this, and I'm gonna hush. I've got a little backpack I put on. I put Mia in it, and for a while her little legs are so short, she'd just kind of hang in it. And it was like you know, every time you move, she'd want to flop side to side, and it was hard to deal with. Because if you happen to, you know, reach down a little bit, if you wasn't careful, she'd flop out, even with the straps in her, because she's so little. But she's got now to where I put that belly strap on her, and I cinch her up tight and snap it together. And there's a little bar on the back of that thing. She's got now to where her legs is long enough. Amen. To her little legs reach down to that bar. And she said, I ride on Papaw's back. Amen. So she gets on there, and boy, she's pretty heavy. But then when she takes them little feet and she puts them down there on that bar, where that weight's supported on my hips and around my waist and not on my shoulders, and she pushes, I mean, just put your feet down there. And I mean, not standing up, just rest her feet. And it's just like that whole load's gone. See, that's what Jesus wants to do for us. He said, if we just have power to believe, amen. He said, I'll reach down and I'll take that load and I'll carry it for you. He said, I'll help you with it. Amen. He said, if we just have power. John says, if we just have power to believe. He said, God, he said, all through here, he said, the Lord Jesus has already made the difference. He is the power. We just need the power to believe. Amen. To trust in Him. Amen. To follow God, to obey God, to listen to the Lord so He can help us and guide us in the way that He wants us to go. Amen. Does that make any sense?